Time now for your letters. Two weeks ago, we broadcast John Eadsty's story about descendants of slaves and slave owners exploring the history of the White House Farm, a former plantation in Maryland. Josina Cooper Guess of Philadelphia wrote, "When I was a child in the 1980s, my Nana, Aretta Cooper, brought my siblings and me to the Y Plantation, where she and other members of the family conducted research on our ancestor Stephen Bailey, who was a cousin and possible half-brother of Frederick Douglass. Both Douglass and Bailey were fathered by unnamed white men, perhaps one of the cruel overseers that you described in your piece. In 2004, our family reunion gathered at Y to tour the big house and walk the grounds. My Nana, who did loads of valuable genealogical research, died 4 years ago and would be so delighted to know that there are archaeologists and NPR reporters working to uncover and give voice to more of the stories that lay silently in the ground of the Y Plantation." And a correction. I misspoke in our conversation last week with Dan Schor when I quoted Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell as saying that the S-CHIP program began under a Republican president. In fact, as Senator McConnell actually said, it was a Republican Congress that passed the bill in 1997, and President Clinton who signed it into law. Ben Fischel of Media Matters for America pointed out my mistake, which is my mistake, and not Senator McConnell's. Our ambassador to the world of children's literature, Daniel Pinkwater, has a fan in one Patricia Fordney of Albuquerque, New Mexico, who writes, "Thank you so much for reading part of Little Toot and letting your listeners know that the book still exists. It was the first book my first grade teacher back in the late 40s read to us. Perhaps that's when I fell in love with books." Finally, a salute to Colorado Rockies fans. Keith and Cheryl Chamberlain of Denver wrote last Saturday that when Howard Bryant said, "In the first year the Rockies broke National League attendance records, my husband and I smiled. We were the fans who broke the attendance record that had been held by the Dodgers. Yes, we are going to the game tomorrow night and will wear our two-of-a-kind National League attendance record 1993 jackets. Thanks for the fun memory reminder. Mr. and Mrs. Chamberlain, we're sorry for your loss. The Rocks had a great season. It was fun to watch them in the playoffs. And I'll say this, you Rockies fans at least know how to keep your hands to yourself when fly balls come near.
If I pitch, can you catch? Will you hold the ball? When you step to the plate, will you swing and fall? If you play, you gotta know how it's done. Can you catch? Can you hold a hard one? I mean, baby, do you know the game?"
Please send us your comments and corrections. You can come to our website, npr.org, and please remember to tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name. This is NPR News.